Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Isaiah chapter 12, verses 1 through 6. The Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Isaiah chapter 12. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, Give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. The Lutheran Church is known as the Singing Church. In my career as a musician before becoming a pastor, I heard a few other church bodies make the same claim. And on one hand, it's true. Most Protestant churches use congregational singing in a way that you'd never hear it in the Catholic Church, particularly in the days leading up to the Reformation. That's when all the singing was done by the pastor and a choir. While the laity were left as passive spectators, the choir would sing the canticles, the hymns of the liturgy, and the pastor would chant everything else. Thus, all Protestants do benefit from being heirs of the Reformation. On the other hand, none of those churches maintain the same breadth and depth of a musical heritage as the Lutheran Church. Our services reflect this heritage, even as new hymns come into use to enrich it even further. To be sure, this is nothing other than a wonderful gift from God. Just take a few minutes the next time you have a chance and look through the hymnal and see the scripture references that accompany each part of the liturgy and are listed beneath each of our hymns. Hymnody is scripture in song and prayer in verse. Martin Luther, who restored congregational singing and the divine service as part of the Reformation, once said, Beautiful music is the art of the prophets that can calm the agitations of the soul. It is one of the most magnificent and delightful presents God has given us. He also said, We can mention only one point which experience confirms, namely that next to the word of God, music deserves the highest praise. No greater commendation than this can be found, at least not by us. After all, the gift of language combined with the gift of song was only given to man to let him know that he should praise God with both word and music, namely by proclaiming the word of God through music. And thus we are the blessed recipients of Orthodox hymnody, that is, hymns that give proper glory to God in music, in text, and in context. Hymns that sing of what God has done and continues to do for his people out of his love for us in Christ. We sing words that give God and not us the glory that is rightly his. But like all other gifts, this gift of sacred music can be abused and, sadly, even rejected. Our hymnals have been treasure troves of truth, safeguarding centuries of psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs for our use today. But the truth we sing often clashes with what we want to believe for ourselves. The glory we sing to Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we want to give to ourselves. The right worship of God is acknowledging what he has done for us. But the sinful self-idolaters that we are want to remind God how lucky that he is that we're down here. Rather than sing of what God does for us, we want to brag about what we can do for him. We're full of ourselves, just as were the Israelites before us. As Isaiah was sent to speak words of wrath and condemnation upon them, and he sent to us today as well. Now, God sent Isaiah to preach law to his rebellious people, but he also sent Isaiah to preach the gospel to them when they cried out to God in repentance. Gospel to children whom he loved then, and to children whom he loves today, children like you and me, a love so deep that seeing us through the blood of his Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he forgives us for Jesus' sake. And how do we respond? Well, we respond in the words of Isaiah, in the words of Scripture, in the words of faith. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. This salvation your Lord won for you on the cross, as he bled and he died for you, the same salvation he first gave you at your baptism. Thus, with joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, the same name that he placed upon you at the well of the font, where you were baptized, the same name he gave you, marking you as his child. And drawing from this well, we confess our sins, seeking God's grace for the sake of Christ, and for his sake God forgives you all your sins. So shout and sing for joy, O inhabitants of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. He is in your midst, coming to you in his word and in his body and blood, forgiving your sins and strengthening your faith, so that moved by the Holy Spirit you would make known his deeds among the peoples and proclaim that his name is exalted. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved, the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. We get to confess. We get to sing this great and strong name of Jesus, which binds us to himself. We get to sing because he died in our place on the cross to take away our sins. We get to sing because Jesus destroyed death by rising from the dead. We get to sing because Jesus is no longer on the cross or in the tomb. We get to sing because your risen Lord has ascended into heaven to prepare a place for you and comes down to you in his word and sacraments to prepare you for your place in heaven. We get to sing to the Lord, for he has done marvelous things, singing until all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God, singing with those who have gone before us the good news of salvation. For the day of the Lord is here. It's today. So, good Christian friends, rejoice and sing. Now is the triumph of our King. To all the world, glad news we bring. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Carney, who is deployed. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.